Sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
To work in the field of emergency communications requires a high level of selflessness, but we can't let ourselves forget that the people on the other side of the phone during emergency situations have lives they have to balance on top of their day-to-day duties just like the rest of us. For Sarah Jensen, a dispatcher now for 16 years who currently serves as a shift supervisor for the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center, that balancing act has been more akin to a tightrope performance at times. Jensen says her profession actually began out of necessity and later grew into a full-blown passion.
I had been laid off, just looking for jobs, filled out applications, got a call, did an interview, and my first day I was completely beside myself. Now I can't think of anything different to do.
At that time, Jensen was a single mother of two and admits it was difficult to enter a world that requires such a significant time commitment.
Knowing that I could miss things hurt me so.
Thankfully, she says she had a tremendous level of support.
I work with great coworkers that were willing to step up for me and help if I needed to go to a kid's thing, and also family that were there to support me and help me in any way with taking care of my kids.
In addition to being a mother and dispatcher, Jensen is also a military wife, which she says can add an extra layer of needed balance both during and after her husband's deployments.
It's hard when he comes back because we have to reintegrate each other into family life again. But we both just communicate and we work so well together. It just gels with us.
Jensen and her husband's desire to serve others through their chosen career paths appears to be a trait they've passed on to their children.
Our oldest boy, he has joined the military, and my daughter is currently going to school for veterinary medicine. So they're already in a profession willing to help people, and it makes me very proud.
With National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week wrapping up tomorrow, we'd like to take this time to extend a thank you to all the emergency telecommunicators, such as Sarah Jensen, who dedicate their lives to helping protect the lives of others. For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Wow! I feel good. Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. I knew that I wouldn't.